From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, fresh off what he claimed is a successful election victory to create a new assembly, Monday mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions, saying he doesn't take orders from the empire, a reference to the U.S. The government said more than 8 million people took part in Sunday's ballot. The opposition said less than 3 million cast votes, aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping new powers. His defiant Attorney General, Luisa Ortega Diaz, proclaimed the Constituent Assembly not legitimate, calling the election a crime. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster agrees.
You see the end of the Constitution of Venezuela. And this is happening, obviously, at an accelerated pace in recent months in the Maduro regime. But this is a process that has taken really two regimes to really restrict Venezuelan democracy. By designating Maduro himself, he joins a very exclusive club, including Mr. Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad, and Kim Jong-un, in terms of the brutal repression of his people, and in this case, the abrogation of the Constitution with the Constituent Assembly.
Mr. McMaster said Mr. Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is a dictator. A senior Kenyan election official was found dead Monday, 3 days after he disappeared, and just a week before national elections. Officials said Chris Masondo had been tortured before he died. Electoral Commission Chairman Wafula Chebukati called for heightened security.
In our mind as a commission, the only issue is who killed him and why. And that's a question that must be answered. I demand from the government that they provide security for all employees of IBC for us to give Kenyans a free and fair election.
This is VOA News. Washington said it's reviewing its options after Russia ordered hundreds of U.S. diplomats out of the country in retaliation for new sanctions over Moscow's Ukraine policy and alleged involvement in last year's U.S. election. Many of an estimated 60% of staff are actually locally hired Russians. President Vladimir Putin says there is no sign bilateral relations with Washington are improving. Brookings Institution senior fellow Steve Pfeiffer in Washington said Russia had few options with which to strike back.
Bear in mind what Congress did was action with regards to economic sanctions on Russia that most economists are saying are having an impact that's probably costing the Russian economy about 1% of gross domestic product when you look at American and European sanctions combined.
Vice President Mike Pence in Estonia Sunday expressed hope for better days in relations with Moscow. But Mr. Pence said in Tallinn Monday there is no larger threat to Baltic states than the specter of aggression by Russia. He pledged support for NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. He traveled later Monday to Georgia, where troops from the U.S. and other NATO partners are conducting military exercises. He was welcomed by Prime Minister Georgi Kirikashvili.
I have every confidence that the bonds of character, the commitment to independence and freedom, will only grow stronger under your leadership and the leadership of President Donald Trump.
The two men will hold talks Tuesday. Pence then travels to Montenegro, NATO's newest member. The Trump administration Monday said it will begin shipping coal to Ukraine for the first time as the East European country tries to end its reliance on Russia. The agreement between Ukraine's state-run energy firm, Centrinergo, and the Pennsylvania-based Xcoal Energy and Resources is expected to see some 700,000 tons of coal delivered by year's end. Convoys of buses arrived Monday to transfer thousands of Syrian fighters and their families from Lebanon's border into rebel-held territory in northwest and central Syria in exchange for Hezbollah prisoners. A ceasefire agreement was reached last week, ending days of fighting in the mountainous Jerud Arsal region of Lebanon, where jihadists and refugees had been hiding out. In the tiny West African country of Senegal, the ruling Benno Bok Yakar coalition claims it won a landslide victory in legislative elections Sunday, bolstering President Macky Sall's bid for another term in 2019. The prime minister said the BBY swept all but three of the country's 45 electoral departments. U.S. stocks hit another record close Monday, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining another 61 points to close at 21,891. New York's three key indices, the Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ, all experienced healthy gains in July. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.